Sixth stanza, The Castle Allure. 1. All at once she was falling into her body again, and the sensation provoked a memory of blinding brilliance. Odetta Holmes at 16, sitting on her bed in her slip, sitting in a brilliant bar of sun and pulling up a silk stocking. For the moment this memory held, she could smell White Shoulders perfume, and Pond's Beauty Bar, her mother's soap, and her mother's borrowed perfume. So grown up to be allowed perfume. And she thought, it's the spring hop. I'm going with Nathan Freeman. Then it was gone. The sweet smell of Pond's soap was replaced by a clean and cold, but somehow dank, night breeze, and all that remained was that sense, so queer and perfect, of stretching into a new body, as if it were a stocking one was pulling up over one's calf and knee. She opened her eyes. The wind gusted, blowing a fine grit in her face. She squinted against it, grimacing and raising an arm as if she might have to ward off a blow. "Over here," a woman's voice called. It wasn't the voice Susanna would have expected, not strident, not a triumphant caw. "Over here, out of the wind." She looked and saw a tall and comely woman beckoning to her. Susanna's first look at Mia in the flesh astounded her, because the chap's mother was white. Apparently Odetta that was, now had a Caucasian side to her personality, and how that must frost Detta Walker's racially sensitive butt. She herself was legless again, and sitting in a kind of rude one-person cart. It had been parked at a notch in a low parapet wall. She looked out at the most fearsome, forbidding stretch of countryside she had ever seen in her life. Huge rock formations sawed at the sky and jostled into the distance. They glistened like alien bone beneath the glare of a savage sickle moon. Away from the glare of that lunar grin, a billion stars burned like hot ice. Amid the rocks, with their broken edges and gaping crevices, a single narrow path wound into the distance. Looking at it, Susanna thought that a party would have to travel that path in single file and bring plenty of supplies, no mushrooms to pick along the way, no pokeberries either. And in the distance, dim and baleful, its source somewhere over the horizon, a dark crimson light waxed and waned. Heart of the Rose, she thought, and then, no, not that. Forge of the King. She looked at the pulsing, sullen light with helpless, horrified fascination. Flex and loosen. Wax and wane. An infection announcing itself to the sky. "Come to me now, if you'd come at all, Susanna of New York," said Mia. She was dressed in a heavy serape and what looked like leather pants that stopped just below the knee. Her shins were scabbed and scratched. She wore thick-soled huaraches on her feet. "For the king can fascinate, even at a distance. We're on the Discordia side of the castle. Would you like to end your life on the needles at the foot of this wall? If he fascinates you and tells you to jump, you'll do just that. Your bossy gunslinger men aren't here to help you now, are they? Nay, nay, you're on your own, so you are."